The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, welcome to today's edition of the Just Veggies podcast. My name is Ellen Wells. I'm also the author of the Just Veggies blog here at plantersplace.com. Thank you for joining me for today's topic, which is sweet potatoes, specifically Treasure Island sweet potatoes. But before we start talking about that, let me explain the two different categories of sweet potatoes. You've got the delicious ones. Those would be the tubers. You might recognize the orange skin, orange flesh tuber that makes a wonderful side dish for Thanksgiving. You know, the one with the orange mash and the marshmallows on top is a popular dish. So that's the edible version of a sweet potato. The non-edible version and the decorative version, it's the sweet potato vine. That's typically just a foliage plant that has been used in flower containers, window boxes, that sort of thing, that provides a nice backdrop for the flowers in a container. And those usually range from like a chartreuse color to a purple color. And that would be the ornamental or decorative kind of sweet potato. What the Treasure Island series of sweet potatoes promises is to have both in the same plant. And it's not only a promise from the breeder of the Treasure Island sweet potatoes, but it's also a promise from the folks at the Direct Gardening Association, the DGA, a nonprofit association of companies that sells garden products. The DGA annually awards garden plants and products with its Green Thumb Awards. And the Treasure Island series of sweet potatoes was a recipient of one of those awards for 2020. So let's get back to that delicious and decorative, all in the same thing. You're a gardener. You know how important it is and how much of a blessing it is, and sometimes a miracle, when what you grow in your vegetable garden or on your patio is not only edible, but ornamental as well. That sweet potato vine, also known as Ipomoea, it's been a popular foliage accent plant for containers and window boxes for years now. And through some great breeding efforts by Fitzgerald Nurseries in Ireland and the Louisiana State University Ag Center, those guys have taken this beautiful foliage sweet potato, and they have combined it with the best of the edible sweet potatoes to form a potato that is both delicious and decorative. So you've got a sweet potato that has gorgeous cascading vines in colors ranging from dark purple to green to light green to chartreuse green, as well as the tubers in gorgeous shades of orange, purple, and red. And they are tasty. A few of the varieties even have leaves that can be harvested and thrown into salads and such. And unlike other ornamental sweet potatoes out there on the market, the Treasure Island sweet potatoes have a harvest that's on par with the harvest of edible sweet potatoes that are more commercially available. Now, sweet potatoes as an edible crop, it's seen a resurgence in grocery stores lately. I don't know if you've noticed, but if you go into your local Whole Foods or other supermarket and you look at the potato section and the sweet potatoes, you'll notice a rainbow of different colors. You've got the orange and the orange flesh, orange skin. You've got the red skin with a white flesh. You've got orange skin with white flesh. You've got purple with purple. It's really quite lovely. And so sweet potatoes are popular not only because they put color on your plate, but they are healthier than your regular white potato. So they've been replacing that starch on a family's dinner plate. And they're brimming with vitamin B and vitamin C, and are also high in fiber, iron, calcium, and antioxidants. And remember that I mentioned that some of the Treasure Island's leaves are edible. You can harvest them for salads, like I mentioned, or throw them in smoothies like kale, or add them to your stir fries like chard, for instance, and you'll get a great dose of vitamin B, beta carotene, iron, calcium, zinc, and even some protein. So why are they called Treasure Island? Are they tropical? Are they from, the tropical Malaysia or something? No, they aren't. But each one of the five varieties is named after a Polynesian island. And here's where the Treasure Island comes in. When you harvest them, you reveal a colorful treasure underneath the soil. I love how people name things, don't you? You too can harvest a treasure trove of sweet potatoes this fall after a summer's worth of beautiful foliage. All you have to do is contact the folks at springhillnursery.com to order your own sweet potato slips and plant them up this spring. I will be doing the same. I'm very much looking forward to this and seeing how they do for me this summer. I hope they do wonderfully well for you. Until then, have a great gardening year.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.